General Government Subcommittee, June 25th, 1999, 1 p.m., hearing room 174.
The continuation of the public hearing portion of Senate Bill 657, a continuation from yesterday, the 24th of June. Yesterday we had A5 and A6 amendments before us. It's my understanding at this point that A5 has been withdrawn. Let's see, maybe we have the folks from the DEQ come forward and if you would please, I beg your pardon, I wrote your names down on yesterday's hearing. Lori Allen and okay, Lori and Dennis. Would you let us bring us up to date if you would please? It's your understanding that A5 has been withdrawn, Lori.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Lori Onan, Department of Environmental Quality. And yes, my understanding is the A5 amendments are not coming forward. And we are just now looking, we've gotten an early version of the A7s, and we're just making sure that what we see here is the same, and this works for us. We're okay with these amendments.
Okay, and A6 is replaced by A7, and A5 is cast out in parallel at that point. Okay. While Dennis goes through A7, I would like to have Legislative Fiscal Rick Olson respond to the fiscal issues relative to A7.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and committee members, we have reviewed the A7 amendment. A revised fiscal would indicate that there would now be no general fund impact with the A7 amendment. The fiscal impact, the dollar amounts would remain the same. It's just that the $112,600 that was estimated that would come from the general fund would now come from counties, and the other fund expenditures would remain the same. The legislative fiscal office would recommend that the committee conceptually amend the bill to include a $1 expenditure limitation to the EQ. And LFO would then write a budget report that would instruct DEQ to come back to the emergency board and request additional limitation and position authority once fees and monies and funds are received from the counties to begin the rulemaking process.
Can you touch
that? Senator Lennon recognized.
If you are the $1, like a paperwork.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Chair, Senator Lim, $1 would establish a limitation in their budget and would give us the authority to have them come back to the emergency board to expand that limitation and request the position authority as well.
Thank you.
And Representative Krupp is recognized.
Why do they have to come back to the E-Board?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Krupp, Legislative Fiscal wants to be sure that the counties are going to buy into this. Rather than giving the expenditure limitation of $310,000 and position authority of 4 positions up front, we want to be sure the program is going to move ahead. So by the counties contributing that money, that's an indication to us that they are serious and they'll move ahead and we'll come back and give them the limitation.
All right. Now, I want to make it abundantly clear for the record that this is only the counties that those counties which have the septage issue and that need to install these types of facilities and have the private facilities or have the desire to buy the private facilities or have other private companies come forward to install these various facilities, at which point then the rulemaking responsibility vests with the department, the DEQ, and the DEQ will come back to the county and the private parties that are demanding that they have the right to go ahead and build these septage facilities. And then at that particular point, the money can be received. We'll have the line item open so that the money can be received by the county, can be received then by the DEQ so that the position authority, that the line item will be opened. Position authority can be authorized by the e-board for the rulemaking process, and the monies can then be received and expended by opening that line item. And we open that by adding $1. So the county should not be technically, unless the county wanted to get into the business of the waste processing itself and the fertilizing and those kinds of things for the septic pumping, unless they wanted to get into that business themselves. My understanding is counties technically don't have to themselves pay for anything.
Mr. Chair, you're correct that the bill is written in such a way it does not require a county to do anything. It's at the county's option if the county wants to move forward with something that would lead to the rulemaking and some results where they could take over a program that would be at their request.
Okay. And then for the record, yesterday we heard that these plants that generate the solid fertilizer, Class A fertilizer out of the solid waste are about $750,000 a pop. If in the rural counties, three or four rural counties wanted to go together to put one of these together so that they could entice septic pumping stations and companies to come into their facilities and use them and so forth, then they could acquire those. They could make grant applications. The counties could. Individuals could make grant applications, could apply for grants if they didn't bring the money privately with them. So the sources of funds are there, either from private, public, or whatever, but no county is required to come up with the money themselves for the rulemaking process if they don't want to proceed with this kind of a program.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. And just for the record, I would like to point out that from our point of view, the bill does not require any certain results. I think what the bill does is open up a process where we can look at where counties are interested in doing something that they may not be doing now. It sets up a mechanism to pursue that. I don't think it there's any certain outcome of this, but it would be something that interested parties could get involved in and put together something that would work. So I don't believe it would mandate any certain technology. Just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. But the rulemaking process is necessary because there is no, it's my understanding that there is no rules that accommodate exactly this kind of process on the books at the present time.
Mr. Chair, I think maybe Dennis Illingworth would want to speak to that.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I'm Dennis Illingworth, Department of Environmental Quality. We do have on the books permitting processes that allow these technologies. In fact, Clearwater is a permitted facility. I think what the proponents are trying to do here is to have the ability for a much closer relationship between government and private enterprise with this type of a rulemaking process.
Certainly wouldn't discourage that myself. I don't know how the rest of the committee feels, but feel like it's that probably may expedite it somehow. Are there any other questions, members of the committee, that for Lori and Dennis? If not, thank you very kindly. We appreciate your coming today. And did we have any further testimony from Ms. Phelps?
No, sir.
Okay. If there's no further testimony relative to Sentinel 657, we'll close the public hearing session, and we'll go now into the work session on 657A. Sentinel 657A. Do we have any additional reports that we've heard of already? Senator Troy Jackson.
How do you want to, amend the A7, or do you want to amend the bill of A7 and then put the concept resolution into it? I move that we amend Senate Bill 657 with the dash A7 amendment. Now I'll have another motion.
Okay. Are there any objections to the A7, 657 A7 amendment? If there are no objections, we'll incorporate the A7 amendment. Now,
sir, then I move that we amend the bill to add a $1 expenditure limitation for DEQ and with instructions that they should come back to the E-Board to get position authority and to release the money or however that should be.
Okay. The motion that's being made by Senator Crowe adds a conceptual amendment in addition. to add a $1 open the line item for the DEQ to go ahead to have a public hearing, to receive the authority to open the position, receive the funds, and be able to do the public hearings necessary to accommodate any of the rulemaking process that may be brought about as a result of the passage of Senate Bill 657. Is there any objection to Senator Crow's motion? If none, we'll go ahead and incorporate that conceptual amendment. The bill is now amended with A7 and the conceptual amendment. Senator Crow?
I move the amended bill to the full Ways and Means with the passed
application. Senator Crow now moves the full to full Ways and Means to pass Senate Bill 657 as amended. 657A engrossed as amended as presently discussed today. Are there any objections? If not, so go ahead and proceed with that. And thank you for your time. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That closes our hearing for today.
Thank you.